This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sophie.
I was just curious, there were reports about you guys going after Chris Godwin. Obviously, he re-signed with Tampa Bay. I'm curious what your thoughts are or what your plan is at the wide receiver position and how you plan to address that, whether it's free agency or the draft.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of the other players other than the ones that are right here and the ones that are currently on our football team. We'll continue to target. Matt Collins will be in here tomorrow. He's a wide receiver, you know, but we'll continue to look at the wide receiver position as it relates through free agency, explore every option with other teams, and potentially, you know, then we'll get to the point where we're looking in the draft. And there's just a lot of time, and I know that everybody's like, it's over at free agency. It's never over.
Mike Vrabel, last week at that weirdo press conference they held, it feels over.
And it's not even saying that they didn't make some good additions, but the line at the end where he's like, yeah, free agency's never over. It's not
feels
over.
It feels kind of over.
It's definitely over.
Yeah, you held a press conference.
It's over.
When we found out that they were doing that, and we didn't know, they first announced it like the day before, like a press conference or media availability, 1 o'clock. And you're like, okay, I assume Elliot Wolf, I assume maybe Mike Vrabel. And then as the day plays out, it's like Robert Kraft right off the rip.
I was stunned.
And then
it was
four
Kraft.
Players and a whole thing and Q&A, and it lasted quite a bit of time. Jersey photo ops, like all of that stuff. You're like, oh, wow. Doesn't feel like you're going to land Cooper Kupp now. You might have just waited another hour to bring Cooper to this thing, too.
It's such a good point. Like, in retrospect, I didn't sniff that out in real time. But in retrospect, they were telling you right then and there, they're done. They're done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't mean they can't get more good players. You could make a trade. You could have an awesome draft. Like, maybe they'll hit a home run of a draft,
yeah,
and they'll land a stud wide receiver and a stud tackle. I mean, I'm not personally going to wager on it, but I also don't rule out that they could. But pretty much all the good players are gone in free agency.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you sign Cam Robinson. I'll applaud you for signing Cam Robinson. But let's not turn around and say you're getting some great player in free agency. You're getting, at best, a league average left tackle so that you don't need to reach in the draft or back yourself into a corner come draft time. That's why I'd applaud it. But I also wouldn't go too far and giving you credit for anything you brought in. Same thing with Amari Cooper. Like, it'd be a professional receiver in your room. Who knows what he has left in the tank? He was pretty bad last year in Buffalo and Cleveland prior to that. The year before, he was good, 1,200 yards or whatever. So I'd be interested in Amari Cooper, but I wouldn't say you went out and, like, got some big-ticket player. He's the guy the whole league could have had
a
week plus into free agency. So these are all afterthought guys. It is over. So how are they going to fill out these needs? And is it just going to be the draft? And is it going to be drafting for need? It's one of the fears I've talked about all day long. I think at left tackle, we can see it. Maybe the answer is going to be Will Campbell at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver, if you think Travis Hunter can play it, maybe he's the answer at 4. Bedard threw out a couple more names, and I'm tired of chasing my tail on these wide receiver names.
Mm-hmm.
They could have signed Davante Adams for just a contract and a pretty reasonable one. They could have signed Cooper Kupp for just a contract and a pretty reasonable one. If you wanted to trade for a receiver and throw a big-ticket contract at them, you could have brought in DK Metcalf. Like, there's a lot of guys they were nowhere near in on. And now you're telling me they're going to be in on more trades in the future. I'll believe it when I see it. Bedard writes, just like last offseason, I believe in my bones the Patriots will find a receiver via trade. They didn't do that last offseason, but maybe Bedard felt that way last offseason is what he's saying.
Yeah, but wouldn't there be more reason to maybe not have that faith in your bones?
That's what I think. Okay. I feel like my bones would start questioning my brain at that point in time.
Already kind of achy.
Among the likes of A.J. Brown.
You know, I would love A.J. Brown, but I don't think it's happening.
And Brandon Ayuk. Neither one's happening.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Unlikely. Do you think Ayuk does get traded, though?
Maybe, but not here. They're not going to get him.
No.
He doesn't want to come here. He proved that last offseason.
And if that's the case,
and
it feels like DK
they don't
want
to trade and pay a player. They don't want to trade for and pay a player. They don't want to do that.
It also feels like anybody that is spoke poorly of New England, like they don't even try to convince them. Right? So DK Metcalf went on that podcast. He's like, yeah, New England sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. And like by all accounts, they weren't interested at all, even for a second round pick.
Right.
You know, and so Brandon Ayuk, I don't think, is all that interested either. And so maybe they're like, forget it. Yeah, it's just odd. Like, it is a big drop-off from, you know, plan A to plan B.
And here's what I would say, too. And I would applaud them. If they trade for A.J. Brown or Brandon Ayuk, I'll be very happy.
Great.
But I'm also not one of these guys saying you can't bring in a diva wide receiver and a problem in the room. Is Ayuk going to be a problem?
Probably. I don't
think so. He was storming off the field last year with Kyle Shanahan in training camp. Like, I think he's been much more of a problem than Metcalf, who people on the beat will tell you that Metcalf is a pain in the ass, is going to be demanding targets. Like,
yeah, but why, like, I don't know. How many great receivers are like, you hear crickets.
But I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm saying this isn't a fear of mine.
No,
I would bring in the quote-unquote diva wide receiver. But we've heard a lot of, well, they can't bring in the wrong. You can't bring in DK Metcalf. You can't bring in a guy who's going to be. Curran just told us this.
Yeah.
McDaniels is the name. Or the voice that May should be listening to, not a receiver saying, give me the ball.
But they also have five receivers in their room that wouldn't shut up last year, and none of them are that good.
It's a great
point.
They
kept all those guys.
It's a great point.
They eventually got rid of, like, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor, and they didn't do a ton, I don't think. I mean, they had those weird, like, Instagram posts where you're like, guys, you're not as good as you think you are. And by some account, wasn't Reagor somewhat talkative in the locker room? But that was also like your sixth receiver, and then Reagor was on the practice squad, for God's sake. So they cut those guys, but like Polk had a lot to say. He's still on the team. Booty's talked, like he's on the team. Like,
just because McDaniels is here doesn't mean those guys aren't going to be demanding the ball.
No,
and they're all bums. So you might as well bring in a good receiver demanding the ball. But like I would call them on that. I'd be like, I thought you didn't want the diva wide receiver. A.J. Brown was sitting it out reading books in the middle of playoff games.
He's well read.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if they, or Steph Diggs would be another one. If they bring in Steph Diggs, it's like, you know, that guy is going to be on his fourth team, and he certainly burned his way out of the first two. Minnesota was done with him.
Yeah.
Buffalo was done with
him.
This is why I'm not as clear on Houston.
If they're so prioritizing character, I'm not surprised they were in on Godwin, but I am surprised they weren't in on Cooper Kupp. I feel like Godwin and Kupp are two great receivers that both have a squeaky clean resume and like you know how they're viewed across the league. So that one's weird. So you're willing to go to, you know, I know Schefter ballooned it up to 30 million, but let's say high 20s for Godwin and Kupp signs for 15, and you were like kind of out of it even like the day or 2 days before he signed, because he kind of checks both boxes where he's a big time upgrade character wise culture wise and he'd be the best receiver on your team. So that one's weird. It seems like they're being a little too choosy at that position.
That's what I think. And I just think they've gone too far. They needed to help the locker room, and they needed grown-ups in there, and their locker room was a problem last year, and subtracting guys like Godchow and hopefully, eventually, guys like Tavai, I think they need some of that. But I also wouldn't prioritize that over talent.
Dice has some names for us on Twitter, on the text line. Christian Watson, Chris Olave, Josh Downs, Michael Pittman.
Let's do them one at a time. Christian Watson hurt.
Okay.
So, like, he tore his ACL late in the year. I think it was his ACL. I'll double check that, but I don't think he's going to be ready at the start of the year.
Maybe there's value there.
I'm out on Christian Watson.
Chris Olave, we've talked about from the Saints. Could you get him? They're horrible. Could you get him?
Yeah. What would you give up for Chris Olave? Now, again, are the Patriots going to do this? I have no idea. But what would I give up personally for Olave? Yeah, I think I'd go lower. Okay. I'm terrified. He's had a long list of concussions.
Yeah.
And so
you got to entice him, though. You got to get him. I would go third round pick.
I think I maybe a fourth. Right. I might not even feel great about giving up a fourth for Olave.
Josh Downs?
I like Downs. He's also had injuries with the Colts the last couple of years. I don't get why the Colts would be moving him. He's young and cheap. I don't get why they'd move him.
Michael Pittman.
Pittman makes more sense.
I like Pittman.
They just paid him last offseason. I also like Pittman. I bet he'd come at a fairly reasonable cost. I'm not I don't remember his contract off the top of my head. But okay, Pittman would make more sense for them to move than Downs. Downs is young and cheap. Pittman's already been paid. Yeah. So maybe Michael Pittman, that's an interesting name. Did he also send Jalen Waddle? Was that him or was that
a
different
name? He threw Jalen Waddle on there. I mean, I would take Waddle. I don't see him going anywhere.
I don't either.
They just paid him.
I thought there was a point late in the year where we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I thought Tyreek Hill may shake free in Miami, but it sounds like he's talked his way back in. I mean, if Waddle's available, that sounds like more of a fit. We get Garrett Wilson's name from time to time. I don't think he's moving.
No.
He's back with his college quarterback, Justin Fields. They're like very excited to play together.
Yeah.
Davante Adams is out. Aaron Rodgers is out. I think Wilson is staying in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So Waddle, if he shook free, he's already been paid. Maybe. Ayuk, I guess, technically has already been paid, so I'll be consistent. I just think he's going to cost a lot more in terms of draft capital, and he already said no. But all of those guys feel like pipe dreams. Would I be in on them? I'd be in on most of them. But do I feel like the Patriots are going to be in on those guys? No, no, I don't. I don't. Because I don't think they want to just pay a receiver outright, never mind pay and throw the high draft capital at them.
Your prediction, the current receivers that are on the team, and maybe let's call it one from the draft class, that's what they go into camp with?
Something like that, yeah. Now
that's the most likely.
And I'm not counting like a scrap, like Brandon Cooks, that name's getting thrown around a lot. That is a scrap heap guy. If they bring in Brandon Cooks, scrap heap.
All right, what about...
He might be the best receiver in the room.
Yeah.
But he is a scrap heap signing.
I mean, that guy's hopped around the league. He's been on a lot of teams.
He's been on a bunch of teams. This would be another team he's been on him for a second time.
All right, but then we circle back to Jacoby Myers, who has been a name we've talked about here and there in the offseason. Curran suggested a Joe Milton trade a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if they're as interested in a quarterback now, but maybe a draft pick. Maybe like a later draft pick for Jacoby Myers. That's another one where you automatically upgrade the room. You'd like to go a little bit higher, but right now, the way things are trending, like that would come across as a win.
No. Jacoby Myers has rocketed up my target list this offseason because they missed out on all the guys I wanted.
They're like 0 for 8.
Yeah, so now Jacoby Myers is much higher on my personal list than he was to start the offseason. If he moves, I don't know that he's going to move. And it seems like a foregone conclusion among Patriots fans he's going to get dealt. I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, like a lot of these players. So hopefully the Patriots do it. I don't trust them to do it. And yeah, I kind of think the receiver room is the receiver room plus a rookie, whether that's Travis Hunter or more of a late first round, early second round kind of guy. I don't know, but that's what I think the room will be. Then you get into this, Keith. Chad Kraft. He wrote at The Athletic today, I think we can be confident in saying the Patriots would love to trade back if neither Abdul Carter nor Travis Hunter falls to 4. Now, we did Mock Draft Monday yesterday. Pro Football Focus had 3 quarterbacks going in the first 3 picks. Both of them were available for the Patriots at 4. Both Jeremiah and Kuiper released mock drafts today. Hunter was available at 4. But let's say that scenario doesn't happen. They're both gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots are on the clock at 4. They want to trade back, says Chad
Graff. He's got a good insight.
This is a draft class where prospects number 4 through 12 all seem fairly interchangeable. And that's partly why it'll be so difficult to find a trade partner. So here's another issue for the Patriots. We all want them to trade back if Hunter and Carter are gone, or at least you and I do. I shouldn't speak for everyone, but we both want them to. But no one may want to take your pick and move up and give you a future first or whatever it would cost on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart to give you fair value. They're struggling to find a trade partner, says Chad Graff. So,
but I think you need to wait and let this play out because you're doing a lot of, not you, but like... they're doing a lot of ifs about how the order is going to go in the draft. So all these scenarios haven't played out yet. So that's not ideal for people who want either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. But I think you have to look at it another way and say, all right, now that means only one quarterback has been taken out of the top 3. So any other team that needs a quarterback can sit there and say, oh, Shedeur Sanders is available at 4. We only need to trade up to 4 and we can get our quarterback. So I think it actually opens the door to some more trade possibilities than they're leading on, because whoever Aaron Rodgers signs with, like, they might need a quarterback still, or some of these other teams that have the placeholder ones. So, you know, you might not have to go crazy far down. Like the Saints at 9, would they say, hey, we don't want anybody else come flying up here. Like, let's just go from 9 to 4, get Shedeur Sanders and, you know, go from there. I think you might get more trade offers than you would think. If it was just as good as like Abdul Carter is, I don't know. The quarterback's always more valuable.
Right. So if Shedeur Sanders is on the clock at 4, would a team move up to take him?
I think
maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you mentioned Rodgers. What do you think is holding that up?
Just him?
Just him being Aaron Rodgers and being a weirdo and an attention seeker and all these things?
Probably.
So Florio wrote about this yesterday. I thought it was interesting.
Maybe he's not loving the recruiting. He thought he'd be recruited harder from people. I don't know.
He wrote the simple reality for now, and he wrote this yesterday. Maybe he's updated it, but I saw this yesterday and thought it was, again, intriguing. He says, the musical chairs have stopped, and everyone is waiting for Aaron Rodgers to pick a chair, any chair. He says, once he does, the other asses, will fall into their seats. The general sense for now is Russell Wilson will go after Aaron Rodgers, and that Joe Flacco will sign after Rodgers and Wilson. So those are the quarterbacks kind of lining up right now.
What year is it? Rodgers, Wilson, and Flacco?
The wild card, he writes, is Kirk Cousins. If Rodgers,
he's the wild card,
if
right.
Rodgers signs with the Vikings, the Browns, Steelers, and Giants, all would decide to try to make a trade with the Falcons, or all could. So Rodgers is waiting, but a team could kind of jumpstart it by trading for Kirk Cousins. The Falcons already paid him. They didn't want to pay him, I'm sure. They did, but they didn't want to pay him his bonus that he was due this year. So now he's been paid that bonus by the Falcons, a team trading for him that might make it more enticing. Where do you think some of these quarterbacks wind up? And if you're a Patriots fan,
yeah,
you hope it's not Cleveland, you hope it's not the Giants, and you hope it's not Tennessee.
Yeah, you hope it's not those three teams, but also those are such stopgaps. Like, in the case of Rodgers, if you think you're going to get more than 1 year out of him, you're delusional. So if you still like Shedeur Sanders or Jaxson Dart, couldn't you do both? I know we made fun of the Falcons last year, but that's a great example of they signed Kirk Cousins before we even thought Cousins was washed. So he actually, when they signed him, I thought had more years left than the three guys that you named. So, and they still took Michael Penix with a top 10 pick. So I feel like, yeah, it's not ideal if the Giants, Browns, or Titans get one of those guys, but also not the craziest thing in the world if they also still draft a quarterback. The Jets, like, I don't think they can be convinced that Justin Fields is their answer. Now, I don't know how high they draft one, but like, they're taking a quarterback.
I can see them drafting a quarterback, but not. Where are they picking? Seven?
They're picking seven. So, yeah, they're probably not picking seven.
I don't think they just gave Fields some money. Like, he might not be their long term answer.
Saints at nine?
So, Saints, you'll see. Kuiper had the Saints taking Jaxson Dart at nine.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints are a team that I think could move up if Sanders is on the clock at four, like you painted the picture earlier. Maybe the Saints are the team that say, yeah, we'll move up to four with New England. New England, you could trade back. We'll go get Shedeur Sanders.
I mean, the Steelers kind of are all the way down at 21.
They're not going to move that far.
No, probably not. I mean, teams have quarterbacks. Then the question is, like, how much do they love the quarterback? And then would they be willing to find a cheaper option in the draft and that kind of thing?
617-779-7937. Still plenty of time to jump in on the Jones and Keefe bracket. It's up now on Twitter. You can vote there. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. We have all four matchups up today. All four one seeds yesterday advanced through to the Sweet 16. We have four matchups up for you today. In the football region, the Oilers with a healthy lead over the Eagles and their Kelly Greens. That's a 4-5 matchup in the football region. In the baseball region, it's pretty tight with a local team, Red Sox and Royals in their Powder Blues. Red Sox home whites, a 4-5 matchup in the baseball region. We did have an upset in the first round, which meant not just chalk in the hoops region.
How about
number
that?
12 seed UNC against the number 4 seed Celtics. Celtics running away with it in the hoops region. And then just up now, in the hockey region, Blackhawks and Team USA, 4-5 matchup. Again, vote at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. I think they're revealing a bracket, if not today.
All right.
Soon.
Okay.
They come your way at 2. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag. 99 restaurants.
Always Grab Bag.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones, the 2025 Major League Baseball season is underway.
What?
We already have one official game in the books.
Wait, what?
Happy opening day to everybody.
When did that happen?
Early this morning.
About 6:10 a.m.
The nice. Game was in Japan.
Classic. It was like in COVID when we were all watching professional baseball in like Taiwan or whatever that was. So that already started.
One game in the books. The L.A. Dodgers, undefeated season, still alive.
Nice. Who'd they play?
The Chicago Cubs.
Oh.
4-1 your final. You actually had so the game was in Tokyo. They're going to play tomorrow as well. And both starting pitchers, Japanese. You had Yamamoto going for the Dodgers. Imanaga going for the Cubs. And both pitched well. Just 5 innings for Yamamoto, but he got the win, gave up 1 run. Shohei Ohtani. Was 2-for-5 with a double and 2 runs scored out of the leadoff spot. Remember, no Mookie Betts because he's got some illness. So no bets for the Dodgers.
I thought it was Freeman,
no Freeman
scratched
either.
Too. Yeah, I saw Freeman. He was going to get scratched. I didn't realize that was all in the book. So I'm looking at the box score now. No home runs. That's disappointing.
No dongs. So
no.
For the dong pool next week.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a jump.
We start fresh.
Hoping to get a jump for the dong pool.
No.
Well, they play again tomorrow, or is it just a one-off game?
Two games.
Okay,
it's a two-game.
So one more chance to get a quick lead in the dong pool.
It's possible you can get another a dong. Yeah, and it's going to be Roki Sasaki is going to get the start. So they're going with both their Japanese pitchers, the Dodgers are.
Nice.
Right off the rip.
Well,
they have a good rotation, I feel like.
I would say the Dodgers have an above-average rotation, for sure.
No.
Good job, as always, marketing by baseball.
Oh, everybody was well aware of this. They're ready to go.
A week in advance. Yeah. It started today at 6 a.m. Great work.
Yeah.
What kind of monster are you?
Grab back.
Paul George, done for the season. Some would say he never really got started.
I'll give you credit. You had no fear of Philadelphia when they were making moves in the offseason. I'm like, it's New York. It's Philly in the East with the Celtics. Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
And I'm a PG-13 defender.
You're like the PG-13.
Yeah, people think he sucks. I'm like, well, he does now. He didn't always.
I thought I thought he was not doing his podcast anymore to really kick it into high gear for the postseason.
You can crack the mics again, I think, there, Paul.
Now's the time to
just
lean in on that as a career.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Start podding.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Nice.
Four-star defensive tackle Trayshon Ruffin was committed to Texas A&M. He has flipped to North Carolina.
Wow!
He saw those Instagram photos of Bill on the beach with Jordan and said, that's the coach I need.
Don't say that Bill's Instagram thirst traps aren't reeling in four-star recruits. I mean,
four-star going to A&M?
Nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all.
Ripping him away from who's there? Jimbo? Who's coaching at A&M?
Sure. Yeah, he had a crazy contract. I don't know if he's still there. They gave him way too much money.
Good question.
Yeah, but either
stealing
way.
Stealing him away from A&M.
Not
good,
bad.
Good get for Bill.
Okay.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah.
Tet McMillan, some view as the top wide receiver in the upcoming draft, the Arizona product, at his pro day, ran a 4.4840. Now, the pro day numbers, I think Bo Jackson ran a 4.1 at his pro day. So, very fast, but maybe not that fast. You take him with a little bit of a grain of salt. So, I think the hope was he was going to run under 4.6, which he did, but it's also like, all right, the pro day can be off by a few hundredths.
I mean,
even a tenth.
Hart was saying this yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he was saying 0.18, right?
Yeah, almost like 2/10 of a second you can add on to at a pro day. And, like, I think the whole thing with T-Mac, Tet McMillan, is very sketchy. He wouldn't run at the combine, where that's laser-timed and very accurate.
Yeah.
The early reporting, probably through, I don't know, his agent, leaked a very low-time 4.48. Some of the other hand-time ones were in the 4.5s. And then you can add on to hand time pro day 40s.
Yeah.
He's slow. So,
but you know who else was slow?
Tet McMillan. Look, he might be awesome in the NFL. I'm just telling you, he's not going to create that guy's not going to create separation.
Yeah.
So maybe he's N'Keal Harry on the low end. Maybe he's like Mike Evans on the high end. That's very possible. But that's kind of the range of outcomes you're talking about with big, slow jump ball wide receivers. That's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, like, Anquan Boldin's one of the guys that I remember famously had a slow 40 at the combine.
Keenan Allen had like a 4.7.
Probably.
Yeah, and Keenan Allen's a guy that can get open.
He'd kill to have a 4.7
now. Did it bother you at all that Drake London didn't run at all? He was still a top 10 pick.
Yep, good point.
Yeah,
London,
right.
So I'm unaware. London
choose
didn't run.
Not to run.
London's another one of those good. He's a jump ball guy. So, like, okay, I'm not telling you those guys can't work. That's not what I would lean into. And, you know, shows my scouting acumen. I thought Harry was a guy who could move. I thought he was more versatile than just an outside guy.
No, he's
turns
terrible.
Turns out he wasn't even that.
No, he's bad.
But, yeah.
My name is Brad. Brad Brad.
Former Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo remains unsigned.
No.
He's just a free agent out there flapping in the breeze.
Hmm.
Anybody want Alex Verdugo?
I wouldn't.
No, the Red Sox certainly don't need him. But
no, I'm just saying,
not even on a major league
if
team.
I'm a team, I wouldn't. No, I'm not interested in that.
Not even on.
Can't show up on time.
No.
Stinks. Thinks much too much of himself.
Hasn't got an offer.
Nary an offer. Well, I'm sure if he got an offer, he'd be on that team.
Early? I got a lot of flack last year. Early? I think it was last year. Was it 2 years ago? No, it must have been 2 years ago. I'm sorry. But early on one of those seasons, Verdugo was like, I'm going to be the leader here. And he was like trying to like be more of a leader. I'm like, if he's your leader,
You're in a lot of trouble.
You are in.
He did help.
Deep crap.
He helped the rivalry a little bit, though, because he's very unlikable. And then when he was like pimping home runs, you're like, this guy, get out of here. This guy on the Yankees. Like, stop.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign him.
If you smell what the grab bag is cooking.
Deebo Samuel is going to wear number one for the Washington Commanders. For some reason, Adam Schefter felt the need to tweet out a Photoshop of Deebo in a number one jersey.
Free agency has slowed down.
Yeah.
The information from the agents is not trickling out the way it used to be.
True.
So you start dabbling in you know, Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. I guess so.
Grab bag.
Congratulations to Deshaun Watson, who's engaged, and apparently his fiance.
Good for him. Good for those two kids.
The ring that he gave her is reportedly worth over $2 million. I mean, he's got plenty of dough, thanks to the Browns.
Guy's sitting on a lot of money.
She's got to be thinking, what a catch.
A lot of time on his hands. Yeah, she's like, how is he single?
How'd I get this guy? How many months' salary is it supposed to be?
Oh, 3 months.
3 months?
That's what it's supposed to be.
So I feel like $2 million is a little low.
Yeah.
Do you even love her?
I did 3 months on my take home, not my full salary. I wormed my way out of that one a little bit, yeah.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
Grab back.
You got to work for that one. John Cena appeared on Monday Night Raw last night. And I shouldn't say last night. It was more in the afternoon because they were in Belgium. Is that right, Bill? They were in Belgium?
Oh, it was like a MLB season opener. It was early in the day. Good. Nice.
But new heel John Cena came out there. Same garb, same hat, same You Can't See Me t-shirt, jorts. Came out there, but now he's a heel. He kind of gave the crowd the business.
But you wouldn't know it by looking at him.
No, if you saw him,
it's
theme song.
Same look.
Theme song, same.
Huh.
Outfit, same. Now, he always changes up, like, colors, so, like, he sells a ton of merch. But he came out there, kind of was laying it into the crowd a little bit. Then Cody Rhodes came out there. The one thing about these international crowds, they're insane. They go nuts for it because they don't get the product that often.
That makes sense, right.
So they're, like, chanting like maniacs the whole time. It was pretty good.
Huh.
So, yeah, people were taken back by the heel promo by John Cena as they promote WrestleMania. What are we, a month away now, Bill? I think we're 1 month out.
Sounds about right.
If you were
sneak it up. Is it Easter weekend this year? It might be Easter weekend.
I think
weekend.
It's the weekend before. Oh, I think it's
420?
It might be 420. 420? WrestleMania, 420, Easter. Well, what do you want?
That's a holiday we'll allow.
I think it's 12 and 13. April 12, April 13.
Not 420.
Oh, okay.
If you were sitting in our Bruins section last night, you would have heard a lot of John Cena talk.
No, 1920, Bill. I just gave it a little Bing search.
How about that?
So the second night's Easter?
Yeah. The wrestling doesn't care, man.
Billy?
No, I know they don't.
Wrestling doesn't care.
Billy pay does. Us, we'll set up the tents. I get it.
Billy does not look happy.
Maybe they'll do like an egg hunt in between some of the matches.
I'm going to eat so much candy watching wrestling.
I should be sitting there eating Cadbury eggs, just feeling real sick to my tummy.
Breath just reeking of mini eggs.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Happy Gilmore 2 had a trailer. We tweeted out at Dork Podcast on Twitter. If you missed it, the movie comes out on Netflix on July 25th. Lanny wanted comedies. He's got a comedy coming.
This is true.
I'll see it.
You demanded this.
I do demand comedy. I don't think I'm alone on that boat.
You're not. No, I mean, it's Sandler. I'm obviously going
to
watch
just
it.
Just miss a good 90-minute comedy. I don't have to think much. Have some chuckles.
Yep. So
light on the good.
The trailer didn't look great. You guys were telling me he's got some movies with Aniston. I was like, what's the last Sandler movie I saw? He's got multiple movies with Jennifer Aniston.
You didn't see Hubie Halloween?
Two murder mysteries with Jennifer Aniston.
Got it.
Yeah, Aniston sort of became like his new Drew Barrymore. He's been in a bunch of Drew Barrymore movies.
Huh.
And then it was Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, he has like a massive Netflix deal where he just like is making stuff. It goes right to Netflix.
Like, I think the last movie release was Uncut Gems.
Oh, really?
I feel like everything else has been all...
No, so he did a movie called Spaceman.
Oh, okay, yep, I remember seeing that. Awful.
I wanted to like it because it was serious Sandler. He was like in space and he saw like there's like a giant spider.
Got it.
That talked to him, voiced by Paul Dano.
Huh.
And he was out in space trying to communicate with his wife.
It spoke to him and it was a serious movie?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of missed its mark, I would say. He was also the voice of Leo.
Oh, I saw that.
The Lizard.
Yeah, these are all the Sandler
CC
movies.
CC loved that one.
Hotel Transylvania 1.
Yeah, yeah.
2, 3, 4. And Leo, these are all the Sandler movies that I've seen recently.
Dude, yeah. Hustle wasn't bad.
Hustle.
Yeah, he was the basketball agent.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'm aware of that.
Hernan Gomez.
Not Hustle and Flow with Terrence Howard.
No. Hustle. He was the coach. Yes. Or not the coach. The scout and a coach. And, Hernan Gomez, a real player, they had him as the actor, and the villain was, or kind of the villain, was Anthony Edwards.
Willie Hernan Gomez?
No, his brother.
The other one.
Wancho, I think.
The Juan Hernan Gomez.
I think so.
Nice. Yeah.
He had a movie with, who the hell was it? It was Dustin Hoffman and Ben Stiller that I still haven't seen yet. That the trailer looked good, but that was a few years ago. That one came out.
He's in a lot. He's telling you, it's not all bad.
He's doing stuff.
There's some.
Earning that Netflix money.
Uh-huh.
The world is a grab bag.
All right, because we were as a show at the Bruins game last night, the hashtag Dork Podcast will record tonight. So we have Severance Season 2, Episode 9, Davey's back, Billy D, and Danielle Murr.
Wow.
Is going to join for the second straight week to break down Severance Episode 9 of Season 2. And then Davey and I afterwards are going to do Invincible Season 3, which came to an end last week, animated comic book series, which is not for kids.
Oh.
We had a few listeners last year point out that they started watching and they're like, it's animated, it should be fine. And it's just like guys' heads getting ripped off, like blood everywhere. Like, all right, we're going to change it. We're going to watch something else. All right, let's get to this.
When I had to go, you know.
Grab bag.
I went.
There's a lot of Forrest Gump in there.
I went.
Looking through the folder. Best NBA performer from last night, Quentin Grimes. Grimey. 46 points, 13 boards for Philly.
Call him Stiz Grimy.
You call him Stiz Grimy. Desmond Bain, 44 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Obi Toppin, 34 points, 10 rebounds. Anthony Edwards, 38 points, 5 assists. And Austin Reeves, 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists.
I think we all want to Bain.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm on the fence whether
we
it's
really
yeah.
adopted the
Let's
dark.
Go to him.
I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
Congrats there, Desmond.
Bain, finally, he's been knocking on that door.
Good for you. He's been nominated a bunch. You got to break through and give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in honor of the NCAA tournament, we have decided to put a random baseball player on hold for a few weeks, and we're going with random college basketball player.
Hopefully less random than yesterday.
Yesterday, Nick was like, oh, you guys want a tough one? Found a guy who was like the eighth man on the team who scored 5 points a game on an Elite Eight Virginia team.
And made the NBA.
Okay,
Keith.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, he played like 6 games in the league 4 years after the
six
fact.
6 cups of coffee in the NBA, yeah.
So, needless to say, me and Jones did not get it yesterday.
No.
But we're back for round two. Nick, what do you have?
I have a Ford from the 90s Arizona Wildcats.
A what? Oh,
wait,
a forward.
A Ford from the what?
I thought he said
the
Ford.
The Arizona Wildcats.
In the 90s?
In the 90s.
Miles Simon.
No.
Ooh.
Michael Bradley.
No.
Shalim Stoudemire.
No.
Is that a guard?
Lauren Woods.
Ooh, good one.
Nope.
Ooh, I was a post player.
Arizona.
Did you say Michael Dickerson? You just said that?
No.
Michael Dickerson.
No.
Damn it.
Jason Terry, Mike Bibby, guards, famously.
Steve Kerr.
Gilbert Arenas.
Steve
oh, Richard Kerr Jefferson.
Guards. Oh, good one.
No, these are early 90s.
Oh, early. Oh, early. Early 90s. Oh, oh, oh. Terry Mills.
Oh.
No, not Terry Mills. We're all around it.
I think I'm out. Gun. You're all around it.
No, I thought I had it. So that would be the Damon Stoudemire, Khalid Reeves team?
It is.
Damon Stoudemire, Khalid Reeves.
He was the third highest scorer on this team.
All right, so it's a real guy. It's a real guy.
He made the NBA.
It's not Steve Kerr.
He made the NBA. A couple of years later, he was on the Warriors for 57 games.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
In the early 90s, he was on the Warriors for 50-something games?
96, 97 Warriors. So he was out for a year.
So he...
Wait. What Arizona team was this? Was it Jason Terry, Miles Simon?
This was a Final Four Arizona team.
So not the team that lost to Steve Nash and Santa Clara in the first round.
Got it. Not that
215.
No, not that team. No.
So you're talking
they mid-90s? Lost to the eventual winners.
Wait, 97 they did?
No.
No, they won eventually.
this was 94. 94 they lost to Arkansas in the Final Four.
I'm out.
It's not.
I'm worse at this than I was hoping.
It's not.
Oh, just give me the team and a decade. We'll get it.
I'm looking, Keith. You tell me
so
if you want
Stoudemire,
me to.
So Stoudemire, Damon. So it's on the Damon Stoudemire, Khalid Reeves
team. I almost went Stoudemire, but I knew it would be too
easy.
Yeah,
that's too easy.
I don't think... Can you see the Twitch chat? I don't think the Twitch chat has it.
Is this too hard?
I don't think the text line... Well, text line has... there's a bit of a delay, but I don't think the text line has anything.
Well, once you say the name, I'll tell you.
Nobody got
hard.
Ray O's?
Ray? Who?
Ray O-W-E-S. He was the third leading scorer on the team. How random do you guys want?
Is if you could look at Twitch real quick and just get Keith's facial expression.
I don't know how random you guys want.
He's the third leading scorer?
I can't give you Damon Stoudemire.
He's the third leading scorer on a Final Four team.
That's the top two scores. I gave you the third one.
That fits your criteria.
What's his name again?
Ray O's.
I don't recall him.
Ray O's?
O-W-E-S.
Now, Michael Dickerson, that was a guess that I had. Was it Dickerson or Dickinson?
He had 15 points a game, or 13 points a game. Third leading scorer.
It's going down.
In the tournament or all year?
In 1994.
Sounds like a good player. I think we should have remembered him, Keith. I'm not going to give Nick yesterday, but I'll give Nick today. We've been stumped.
No.
We've invested. We got to tip our caps. We've been stumped again.
Like I was gonna go Jordan today to really screw with you guys.
We might have to go somewhere else with this.
What does that mean? Go back to baseball or have someone else pick
them? Maybe have somebody else pick them. Ray O's, dude? I don't think I've ever even heard that name in my life.
Again, you guys were so confident yesterday.
Sandra
O. Oh, highest score on a team that went to the Final Four.
Yeah, I know Sandra O. Oh. I've heard of her.
Ray O's. How many? Let's see.
No
awards.
When he hit a
Well, no, that's fine.
When he hit a
15,
three.
In 94-95, he had 15 points a game.
Yeah, he averaged 15 points a game. I mean, it's not a nobody.
When he knocked down a three, he'd show off his O's face, is what they would say.
Is that what they would say about
He did knock down. He took almost two threes a game that year. So.
Well, in the mid-90s, it's a guy who'd hoist him up.
We're getting a lot of angry texts. People don't like the pivot off of a random baseball player.
I mean, a lot of angry texts.
They're not happy about it.
I know his text.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
They're not happy.
So you got one angry text?
Yeah, well, okay. Also texted yesterday about how mad he was. Now he's mad again.
Would you like me to just give you random players from teams that won?
Yeah.
No. Yes. Doesn't have to be
I'm
going to
say yes. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be that.
maybe by Thursday or Friday, yes.
So tomorrow will be Jordan. Early 80s, UNC.
I'm not complaining about today's. I didn't get it, but I'm not complaining about today's. Keith is the one who's very upset.
Textline hates it, too. Textline's mad as hell. AI answer, Sean Elliott. Nope, it was Ray O's.
Nice.
Ray O's.
All right, well, if you thought that was bad.
Man.
If you thought that was bad, I'm honestly nervous to listen back to what I know isn't clip du jour, and I am not. I am really not looking forward to it whatsoever. You're going to hear an out of shape, out of breath man next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour?
I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, what a thrill. Jones had to do something semi-athletic because he forgot his read.
This is such a low point.
So he jogged down the hallway, which is not very far.
How far?
At all.
How far is it? Even 100 feet?
It's like two first downs.
How far is it down the hall and back to the jog?
Is that 20 yards?
Yeah, it's not far.
Less than 20.
Maybe 30. Maybe at the
yards.
Actually, is that from that wall? So no.
Yeah. So I said 100. So anyway, 30. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he came back and he even had a minute to kind of recover, and then it was time for him to have his read, and this is what it sounded like.
You'll receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. You can download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app today and get started. Odds and lines are subject to change. I had to shut off my mic.
Sprinting down the hall trying to get these reads. I'm dying over here.
If you're curious how I'm feeling today, I would say better than Tracy Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you heard that last live read, you could tell I'm hurting a little bit. Well, I forgot my reads down the hall.
So you just ran like a 4.6 40 down there?
No. This is the saddest part about it. But it's a real light jog down the hall.
Oh, no.
Real light jog. And then I got down. All of a sudden, it really, really caught up to me.
I could tell you were kind of gasping for air about like 20 seconds in. I'm like, oh, that's going to be a problem.
Not going to be good. I started stumbling during my picks. And then you read and you're like, God, there's a lot of words left here. So that's how I'm feeling today.
Good Lord.
I'm going to tell you, I don't even think that did it justice. I think it was so much worse.
Because you made some weird sounds when you shut the mic off, too. So it didn't get picked up on the air. And I was like,
I think Nick really did me a solid. I sounded like a drowning man.
It would have been about 2 minutes long.
That's true.
Good.
I'm
happy you lopped that off. Thank God.
I would have offered to finish the read, but there would have been a conflict of interest.
That's true.
Different gaming.
That's true.
Sites.
Dueling apps.
Yeah, right.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly do that.
You dabble in the live reads over there. Sometimes they get a little daunting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but are you ill?
No, I legitimately.
Fat, skinny guy?
There's got to be some of that going on.
Why were you so winded?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a
flat surface, not that far.
It snuck up on me.
Right. No incline.
No stairs.
Let me tell you. The way. Time to recover.
I was very lightheaded seeing spots. No, no, no.
Because this reminds me of Paul Perillo famously one time was supposed to do a live all access at CBS Scene. Mm-hmm. So he was just hanging out in his office and forgot. And literally, he had to run up those steps. And there's a lot of steps there, even if you just walk them.
Yeah.
And if you go find the video, which is available on Patriots.com,
nice.
He's dripping sweat. He can't. And Steve Burton says something to him, and Mike Reese kind of like taps him like, I'll take this first.
Yeah,
Paul
can't
even speak.
It's like, you obviously need a blow here. So yeah, wait a sec. Grab a Gatorade.
I just hope my primary care wasn't listening. But yeah, okay.
I'm a little worried about it. Do you have like RSV or one of these long COVID?
You ready for a brag of the week? I ran 3 miles yesterday.
No, didn't.
No chance. You would have died. Based on what I just heard, you would have died.
I didn't have to speak after.
Real run?
Yes. Not like, I stop every telephone pole and walk to the next one.
5K. Ran it yesterday.
Legit?
Yeah. Yes, legit.
Those two things don't marry up.
I didn't have to do a live read after it.
But you should, if you can run 3 miles, you should be able to run, I don't know, 35 feet and talk.
Yeah, but then do it. But then do a read after it. Suck a little wind after
it. Wasn't a tongue twister either.
No, it wasn't. You had to
I looked down.
Seuss book.
Exactly what I said is so accurate. I looked down and I was like, my God, there's still a lot of words.
Oh,
to
oh boy.
There's so many more words
water!
On this page.
Somebody got water.
Not good.
So what's coming up today on Afternoons?
So Big Show, Ted will join us at 3. Obviously, Fitzy and I will get things going at 2. We're going to talk a little bit about the anniversary of Tom Brady and his departure. Obviously,
nice.
It's the 5-year anniversary.
Nice.
Who do you blame? Why have they been so crappy since? Things of that nature. We'll get things going, though, with a... I know you guys do a mock draft Monday.
That's right.
Feels like more appropriate today. There were a bunch of mock drafts that came out. Some Travis Hunters, different things, trade down. I saw an Ashton Gentry mock draft.
Ooh, that looks like that. Well,
yes, at the Heck four
yeah.
spot.
Jones going to be out of breath after
Tyler,
that.
Tyler Warren is a guy that Ted is lusting after maybe at number 4. So maybe we're getting into that point where I don't know if people really think that could happen or they're just getting creative with this version of their mock draft to make us talk about it and read it. Could but we'll get into some of that and more.
Okay. I'm going to try to get through this read for the crossover here. You can visit the 99.
Breath.
For their new daytime
birthing
deals menu,
exercise.
Available Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. You can enjoy new specials like the flatbread combos or the Vermont cheddar chicken sandwich. You gotta love the 9.
Stay Nailed tuned. It.
You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We're back tomorrow on a Wednesday, a Would You Rather Wednesday, and Pure Hoops with Terp.
Oh, hell yeah.
Should be a good day. Starts tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.